This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I'd also invite his brother, Garrett, and probably before Spencer.
I mean, apparently everyone's ahead of me, so I'm not surprised by that.
Of the Derry Brothers Guardians anymore. Cast on the fan hotline, it is Todd Derry. Todd, welcome back. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for the invite to the barbecue. Don't worry, I'll hook you up, Spencer. I'll sneak you in, maybe.
I was going to say, Todd, just remember that when you're getting asked to be on the afternoon, just remember who was the person, who was inviting you on first. It was me. That's right.
That's true.
And now everyone's just taking all the guests that I started. So I started a trend.
So Todd, looking at where the Guardians are going into the second half of the season, one of the things we wanted to get to on today's show was just, you know, how much of a chance are you giving them to be in a wild card spot at the end of the season? What would your answer be?
You know, I don't think it's over. I did think it was over after that 10-game losing streak and the rock bottom moments, plural, that we had seen for sure. But I'll tell you why they're not completely out of it yet. Number one, the pitching rotation in specifically has been so good and keeps them in every ball game. Number two, the American League's not that good. I mean, yes, there are a lot of teams to jump, but it only takes one hot streak to be like right there in that third wild card spot. I mean, look at the Blue Jays a month ago. They were not even a wild card team, and now they're winning the AL East. And you know, you're a 2-week hot streak away from being right there.
Todd, as the trade deadline approaches, you know, after that 10-game losing streak, I think everyone was kind of on board with, hey, let's just sell, get what you can, whatever. I'm curious where you stand on that conversation now. Are you sort of doing the half selling, half buying thing? What do you want to sort of see them do? And who are the, is it just Emmanuel Clase or is it Stephen Kwan sort of coming to focus here as somebody that you'd be willing to move?
I would never want to move Stephen Kwan. Moving Stephen Kwan would be a gigantic mistake. And I understand he's not been extended, but we've talked about this before, the secrecy. And, you know, they don't, when Tanner Bibee got his extension, not a single person knew Tanner Bibee was working on an extension that I knew. And then all of a sudden, boom, there it is. He's extended. I'm sure they're working with Kwan on an extension. So I would not be trading him. And he's a core piece. Here's the other thing. They're a year, you know, it seems like every other year they're in contention, right? So I would not do, the only people I would trade at this point, and I've changed my tune a little bit, Carlos Santana, love the guy. They need to, you know, move him out to get, you know, CJ Cephas / Chase DeLauter more at bats, because really that's that. And also, as much as I love Carlos's defense, you know, if Kyle Manzardo is going to, you know, potentially be your first baseman of the future or first base / DH with Cephas, I'd like to see him play in the field more. He's got to improve. So as for Emmanuel Clase, my brother and I had this conversation on our last episode of the podcast, and I do not think they should. Do I think they may? Yes. Do I think they should? No. When you have a contract for next year that's $6 million and then two $10 million team options after that, where are you going to find that quality of a closer who's been it, you know, who's been in it and has been this dominant for that kind of money? Now, I know it's the whole in that market garbage and whatnot. And yes, Cade Smith is a ready-made closer, but do we really know if Cade's going to can handle the ninth the way he does the eighth? We don't. So I would hang on to Class A because really, you're still not that. This isn't the White Sox. This isn't the, you know, the Pirates or Colorado or one of these really horrible teams. So I'd be keeping Class A.
All right, so with all of this, I want to play something from ESPN LA. Have you heard what their suggestion was on a trade for Kwan and Class A yet?
I haven't, but I'm assuming Dalton Rushing is involved, but play it and let me hear.
All right, so it's about a 55-second clip, and we're going to let you just rip on what your honest reaction is, because Spencer and I we tuned each other up over this one earlier. Here's from ESPN LA.
What if I told you there was a deal that had been whispered about with Emmanuel Clase and Stephen Kwan from the Cleveland Guardians?
Tell me more.
Here's what it may cost you going back the other way. Justin Robleski, Ben Kasperius, Josue DePaula, and one more prospect.
Oh, geez.
Four guys.
Wait a minute. There is no way the Guardians are taking that deal. Where'd you hear this?
I know things.
You have to put Rushing in that deal. You might even have to put Dustin May
in
that deal.
Can we interest them in Dustin May, who is a walkaway free agent this year?
So why would the Guardians do that?
Because they want to get younger.
But those guys are young. Clase and Kwan
But Kwan's on the younger side.
They're both under 30, right?
Starting pitching in particular, you'd get two of them.
Yep.
In this situation, you'd get Robleski and Kasperius. Josue DePaula could be a big deal.
I find that hard to believe that Cleveland would do that deal, but I love who you're going after, and I would be willing to put Haesung Kim in that deal.
All right. What was your reaction to any of the trade shenanigans for Kwan and Clase, not just one of them?
I think the Guardians are hanging up on that immediately. That is not enough. And I love Kasperius. And I, you know, the Dustin May thing, we think the Guardians are trading for a guy who's a free agent after next year. That just, you know, that doesn't happen. And Dalton Rushing would have to be in any deal that I'm no Bo Naylor fan. Okay. I've been bashing him for weeks. He's the most disappointing player on this team. Unfortunately for the Guardians, they do not have another catcher who is ready to come up, or else I believe Bo Naylor would be in the minors. So any deal with the Dodgers, it's Dalton Rushing is in the deal, or else I don't even consider it. And that would be for Class A or anybody for that matter. But I think that's ridiculous. And this whole whispers about thing, agents and other teams who want these players to be dealt, they're the ones putting it out. The Guardians are notoriously tight-lipped. Any move they make, you never hear about this stuff ahead of time. I don't believe that for one second other than the Dodgers put that out there themselves, or the agent for Class A or Kwan who might want him out or something may have put that out there, but I don't see it. No way.
So where Nick and I disagreed was Nick was in your camp of like, that's not enough. My main argument and my premise was, I think that as a starting point that those names made sense, but I was like you, Todd, said, Rushing has to be part of it, especially understanding like what this Guardians team's needs are. The catcher position is obviously something they have to still figure out with Bo Naylor. So that was my big thing, was like, I think if you're trying to get to a starting point, those names made sense, but I can understand where the Guardians don't get fleeced in these deals. So I'm sure they would want more on top of that as well.
Well, and you know, they mentioned, they could get two starting pitchers. What's this team's strength right now? Starting pitching.
Yeah.
If you need anything, it's bats, and it's ready-made bats now. I'm not interested in moving two all-star quality players unless I, you know, for any reason for the most part, but I need someone who I'm going to plug into my lineup immediately. Not, this great double-A bat who may or may not be good. How many years have we been prospect? How great are the Guardians these days at developing hitters also, right? You need finished products up here. So I just don't see it. I don't see it.
So when it comes to what you just talked about there, the Guardians in their inability to find and develop, and by the way, it's not just power hitters, it's hitters.
Period,
you got Kwan as a contact hitter, and then that's about it. So I do you have a working theory, or have you guys talked about why you think they've struggled finding and developing offensive pieces over the last 4 years?
Well, they've had this here. This goes back to this organization. One of the great things about them is their stability and the fact that they promote from within, and it's the same as my brother likes to refer to them as, you know, the polo shirt mafia. So it's a strength, but it's also a weakness. Whoever gets fired from this organization, right? No one. Ty Van Berkelio was the hitting coach forever under Tito, and things got so bad that they basically forced his hand to get rid of him. You know, this Grant Fink, who is the new hitting coach, like Chris Velasco was the first guy that they brought in from the outside, and I think that was forced on Tito. But what kind of a job has Grant Fink done? I looked him up because I knew nothing about him. He was drafted by the Guardians in like 06, or by the Indians in 06 or 07, was a failed minor league prospect, rose through the ranks, and now he's their hitting coach. Like, they're very controlling on that level, and I think the drafting has been the same guys, you know, from John Mirabelli to Brad Grant. You know, it's the same people looking at the game the same way. I think the reason why they don't develop is that they need a fresh approach. I would, you know, this is when Blitzer eventually takes over, they're gonna clean house and bring in their own people. I gotta believe that, but I think it's just an organizational failure top to bottom. Because they never, it's the constant same guys promote from within. How about a fresh voice from the outside for once? Wouldn't kill them. And that's the one reason I love the Stephen Vogt hire. So,
most likely outcome, we got about 20 seconds here. Most likely outcome over the final 70 games of the season.
At best, I think they are maybe 5 games over. I don't see them making the playoffs. I just, there's not enough hitting. Just the hitting. It's just not there, and I don't think that they're in any hurry to bring up Kapus. And I used to think DeLauder was going to be on his way, but who knows now? After that 6-1 stretch, they'll probably bought themselves some more excuse time.
Todd, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks, Spencer. Have a great one.
Thanks, Todd.
I would say two of the nicest guys in the business, both Todd and Matt Derry. You guys got to check out the Derry Brothers Guardians cast if you haven't already. I believe it is still up on the Odyssey app there. Todd joining us on the fan hotline. When we come back, we'll react to what he had to say, and we will get back to the proposal that had Spencer and I screaming at each other earlier today in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Their trade for not just Stephen Kwan, but Emmanuel Clase, which involves two current pitchers in LA, one starter, one reliever, and their top offensive prospect who's in high A ball, and then maybe another prospect. That was the initial one they talked about before Dalton Rushen got thrown in.
The guy at the end, I don't know any of these people's names, the guy at the end who brings up Rushing. And then brings up a couple other guys. Like, I think he's more on the right track with it, where it's like, what was being brought up is a good starting place. Like, if you're trying to consummate a deal with the Guardians for these two all-star players.
I think he was just being nice to his friend. I think he was trying nicely to say, like, you know, we always do the compliment sandwich of, like, you're a great guy, and I think you were such a talented person. You have BO. But you know what? The best, you're a great father. That's what I feel like he was doing to their trade offer. But yeah. I guess, sorry.
No, my main point was just to sort of echo Todd. Like, yeah, the idea that rushing has to be part of it for me to have any sort of interest. And that's where my stance kind of came from, was what that guy brought up, where it's like, I think rushing has to be part of the deal. Okay, like, now we're really talking, because that guy is consensusly, like, he was up until he got to the majors this year, the Dodgers' top prospect. And now he's in the majors, so he's not considered a prospect anymore. But, like, he's the guy that I would covet. I understand getting their other top prospect right now. I think you have to throw in a couple others as well. The best player in the deal
is a catcher, no matter how, and LA's done a good job of developing good offensive catchers. And when the best player in the deal for a elite left fielder who is an elite leadoff hitter, even though
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I wouldn't re-sign him here. And an elite closer.
This is where this starts to fall apart for me, though, is when you're like, I want to re-sign him here, but no, if we're going to trade him, give me all your best
years
players.
Of post, yes, 3 years of postseason control of an elite leadoff hitter and 3 years, 4 years of postseason control of an elite closer who's not just elite but incredibly affordable? Yeah, this isn't Mookie Betts on 1 year. Sorry, that was mean, and I know what I was doing there.
You can say it because that deal still angers me to this day.
It's not Francisco Lindor. With 1 year of control, getting Andrés Giménez, Amed Rosario, and two dudes who've never sniffed the bigs. No. If you listen, here's a few things to factor in. It is an absolute buyer's market right now. And that is, there's going to be maybe three teams with decent pieces out there, which is why teams like even the Twins might consider dealing their closer, because you just might be able to get an otherworldly offer. So that's where you start with one of these two players. Like, I don't think you can extend Stephen Kwan with the deal you have with Hosey, plus, and not just beyond that, guys. Like, you need to throw the rest of the roster isn't good enough. So three good pieces might be worth as much to you as one elite piece like Stephen Kwan is. But if I'm doing anything for either guy and it's not 150 cents in the dollar, well, fine. I'll keep them till next year. And I think that's where I'm coming from. Like, I think you should be able to get Herculean offers for either guy. So I got to consider either offer. Or if you want to do the all-in-one for Kwan and Class A, hell yeah. LA should be in on this, by the way.
LA has the players you would want in a trade.
I need the center fielder, Andy. How do we say? I always butcher.
Páez.
So Páez, I need rushing. I need Freeland, who's a third baseman, second baseman at AAA. I need DePaula. Like, I need it all. And I think here's the thing. I think the Dodgers understand that, and they're in the position to do it because their farm system has bounced back, and the rest of their roster is pretty stacked.
I feel like the Dodgers, like, their farm system is always still good, even when they've made all these trades. And I think part of that is because they have sort of fleece teams, which is the premise if I think both of us are trying to make here is, like, the Guardians are never going to get fleeced anyway. Like, they don't get fleeced in these types of deals if they want to make them.
They do lose trades. They do lose them.
Yeah, but, I mean,
like, the Lindor trade right now seems more like a loss, even though the first 3 years of it, you got a ridiculous amount of WAR. But Giménez falling completely apart, you end up losing by default.
I'm not saying they don't lose trades. I'm just saying when they make these trades, especially at this time of year, the deadline, they always get back a whole understanding, like, our future depends on these moves. So we're going to get it back as much as we can. So I liked the premise and the parameters of this deal from a starting place. Rushing, to me, is a guy that I would covet if I was the Guardians in any trade. I you're right. There's other names that you can throw in there. I think the Guardians would obviously go big for those guys if they could or if they can. If they really are motivated to get a deal done. I think ultimately they don't. I think ultimately Stephen Kwan is still here on August 1st. But yes, like I think what these guys were talking about, like the entirety of the conversation, it was on the right track towards what I think the starting place would be for a conversation.
I'm going to give you two middle relievers. I'm going to give you a garbage man named Dale who works in Section 315 in Chavez Ravine. And we're going to give you two low minor leaguers who we signed for a combined $17. Tell us no. That's what ESPN LA did. This is where I disagree with you. It mostly because you also started with the pitching of like,
two starters, but not like starting.
Yeah, like I actually disagree with Todd. I think the starter you would have gotten in, I think he's a mid starter. I think he's another Logan Allen back end of the rotation kind of guy.
I think the Guardians, I feel that the Guardians, and I talked about this earlier, we know their process on evaluating and developing hitters is bad, but their process on developing pitching has been great. I think they feel like they can trade for a lot of guys out there that are pitchers that are like, 3-4 ERA guys, and that they can get more out of them and find a way to make them better.
Yeah, like, exactly. But so, you can do that for Josh Naylor, who's got 1 year of control like they did for Ciccone, not Stephen freaking Kwan in Emmanuel Clase.
But those aren't the only parts of this deal is what I'm saying. Like, if rushing's part of it, that's, again, you need a catcher.
You're working for ESPN LA. I know it. You're on the dime, all right?
I'm not saying they can't ask for more. That's all I'm saying. They should obviously have more.
Beat me down. I went too hard with the ESPN.
No, you
LA
didn't.
Thing.
You I didn't see, beat me down. I have no response to the ESPN LA thing. I'm sitting here in front of you, working at 92
to the
fan.
You can't deny it. You can't deny it. Sounds pretty guilty if you can't deny it.
It's like the Epstein files. They were just false reports.
Oof. No. Mac, what do you got, buddy?
I was gonna say too. Like the other part that you got to look at as well is the fact that for the Dodgers lineup, there's only one hitter in their entire lineup that doesn't have double-digit home runs, and it's Michael Conforto in left field, and he's batting 185 this year. Like, he is far and away the biggest hole in that lineup.
You know what's funny about this is I think Conforto probably would come back to Cleveland in all this, and the funniest part about that is
they would sell them. They would talk themselves into, like, rehabilitating Conforto.
Well, no, they would, but so he would come back, and it's because I think they've lusted after Conforto for a while, and he's just not... He's just not good anymore.
No.
Even last year in San Francisco, he was playable. Like, he was probably about league average. But, like,
the wheels fell off of that wagon quick, by the way.
Yeah, it's that injury, man. You miss a time. Yeah. Missing a year in baseball is so much harder than in the NBA or the NFL, where it's just so much of it is that rhythm and timing if you're a hitter. Pitching, I think, is different because you already have the advantages. Baseball right now is very much a pitcher sport. It is so hard to hit right now with what guys are throwing and the movement that it goes with that you miss a year. And, oh, by the way, not just a year, but I think the next year he still only played like 125 games. Yeah, that's – and I hate it. I'd loved him times the Mets tried to trade him.
I was going
to
say those first like 3 years with the Mets, he was like on his glow up. And it was like, oh, this guy's the next great outfielder. And then it all went downhill from there. He was an all-star in 2017.
In fairness, I think he's owed like $8 million the rest of the way. I'd still take him as a, but like, you're not going to keep him long term.
Oh, no, like the Guardians only take those guys. It's like when they got Yasiel Puig.
And the Dodgers would pay most of the money.
It's like when they got Yasiel Puig. It's like they take those guys if they're like kind of in the spot they are now, which is, hey, we're a fringe playoff team. We could use somebody with some upside that maybe turns into something, but we don't really think he's going to turn into anything. So we'll just experiment with it. He would honestly be a perfect guy to bring back in a deal like this. It's kind of a throw-in, but yeah.
Now, to the idea of the two, the sending Kwan and Clase at the same time, the only thing I will say is the Dodgers are really the only team that I think can do that.
That's why I think that they are the perfect, like they're the perfect team to trade
with. People have mentioned the Yankees, and I'm like, yeah, their farm system's okay. They've got like Spencer Jones, but like beyond that, yeah, there's some pitchers that are interesting. It's not a great, like, actually, no, the Tigers could. The Tigers should trade for both because they have, between Clark McGonigal, Rainier, the shortstop, Briseño at AAA or AA, they have, but they would have to give you, like, they've spent years building that farm system, and they would have to give you all of it. Like, you would have to give me, of your top 10 prospects for Class A and Kwan, because there's a in-division tax, you're giving me half of your top 10 prospects, and then probably another piece or two on top of that.
Well, here's the other thing that I think Todd is right about, because we talked about this earlier. I think he took your argument a step further because you were like, I want all your top prospects and I want all your top hitting prospects. You don't want pitchers anymore. He took it a step further. He kind of combined both of our takes because I was very much the guy saying all this team does ever is trade for prospects. And I'm always the big, I don't know how I feel. Like prospects are just this, like, it's like Bitcoin is, I think, the example I used earlier in the show. Like, it's this magical, mythical thing that you hope turns into something, but you don't really know. It's an investment that you don't know that it's actually going to work out. So I'm with him. We're like, I'm sick of seeing this team just get prospects and bank on like, we'll get there eventually. If you're making the trade with these two guys involved, which is part of the reason why like Rushing makes a lot of sense, because Rushing is now an MLB ready player that was a top prospect not so long ago, like a year ago. Like, those are the types of guys that you want. So I'm with him on that. If you're going to make a trade with the Dodgers or anybody, I get the infatuation with prospects, man, but you got to give me guys who are MLB ready because that's what this team needs right now, frankly.
I will say I think it's going to be a disappointing deadline.
I think the last couple years have been that way.
Last year, people crapped on last year. You got Lane Thomas, Matthew Boyd, and Alex Cobb.
I know, I'm just saying in general, like, league-wide, I don't think it was
fair.
There was a lot of talk leading up to it, like, this guy could be available, that guy could be available, and, like, the biggest deal was, like, Jack Flaherty. Like,
yeah.
That was it.
Did okay there.
But, no, he did. I mean, they won the World Series. I'm just saying, like,
specific to what you're saying, I think this is the year where to me, this is a textbook year where if the Guardians weren't feeling the pressure of their absolute failure on the offensive side of the ball, if they weren't feeling that, and they are, look at how they drafted, look at some of the messaging that's come out. They're not panicking, but they are in full court press mode of like, no, we've got this figured out, all is well. It's as motivated as I've seen them to try and get this right? I think the overreaction's going to be, we don't want to inflame the situation and further upset fans, so we're not going to trade Class A, we're not going to trade Kwan, and because we're 4.5 games out of the playoff spot, we're probably not going to trade Santana either. And I think my thing would be, I understand that it's very likely you have a positive regression next year.
Yeah.
But man, like, unless you're going to spend money in offense, like even just a couple role-playing guys or, you know, like Austin Hayes kind of guys next year, if you're expecting this offense just to look completely different next year because regression, you might get yourself fired.
Real quick. Are you going to be more upset if they are sellers, more upset if they're nobody's going to be upset if they're buyers, I guess. But are you going to be more upset if they sell or more upset if they just do nothing?
I'd probably be more upset if they did nothing.
There's nothing wrong with
selling Class A or Cade Smith. They're fungible assets. And right now, both have incredible value. Let's see what we can get for this. Let's see how we can restack this deck with the offense there.
I agree, because doing nothing makes it sound like you think you're... like that almost gives off this aura that, like, hey, we think we're so good and okay that we have a chance to actually like go deep in the playoffs. This team has to come to terms with the fact that like they have flaws. And so if you're selling, you're at least trying to add in some way to like address those things at some point. If you're buying, of course you're addressing those things. If you do nothing, it's just like this omission that like, we don't think anything's wrong. So I agree with you. I think that'd be the most upsetting thing that could happen.
In case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.